Welcome to Polo Grounds in New York, for the game between the San Francisco Giants and the New York Mets. Here are the starting lineups. For the San Francisco Giants. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Harvey Keene. Batting second. The left fielder, Willie McCovey. Batting third. The center fielder, Willie Mays. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Orlando Cepeda. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Felipe Alou. Batting sixth. The catcher, Tom Haller. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Chuck Hiller. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Jose Pagan. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Juan Marichal. Pitching for the San Francisco Giants, Juan Marichal. For the New York Mets. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Joe Christopher. Batting second. The right fielder, Rod Cannell. Batting third. The third baseman, Felix Mantilla. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Frank Thomas. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Marv Throneberry. Batting sixth. The catcher, Hobie Landreth. Batting 7th. The second baseman, Charlie Neal. Batting 8th. The shortstop, Elio Chacon. Batting 9th. The pitcher, Bob Miller. Pitching for the New York Mets, Robert Lane Miller. And now, play ball. Harvey Keene is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keene hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Willie McCovey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCovey hits a ball on the ground towards first. Throneberry fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays strikes out. Two outs. Orlando Cepeda is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cepeda hits a ball on the ground towards short. Chacon fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Giants nothing, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Joe Christopher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Christopher hits a fly ball into center field. Mays settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rod Cannell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cannell hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Felix Mantilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. That's a pickoff. Felix Mantilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mantilla hits a ball on the ground towards third. Keene fields it and throws to first for the out. Cannell moves to second. Two outs. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Cannell scores. That run is unearned. It's 1-0, Mets. Marv Throneberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Throneberry strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Mets 1, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Felipe Alou is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alou hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Neal scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Tom Haller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haller hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Neal scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Chuck Hiller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hiller hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jose Pagan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pagan hits a fly ball into left field. Thomas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Mets 1, and the Giants nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Hobie Landreth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landreth hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Marischal fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Charlie Neal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Neal hits a fly ball into right field. Alou settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Elio Chacon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chacon is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Mets 1, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Juan Marichal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marischal hits a ball on the ground towards first. Thornberry scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Marischal for the out. One out. Harvey Keene is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keene is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Keene hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Neal scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Willie McCovey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCovey is 0-for-1 in the game. McCovey hits a ball on the ground towards first. Thornberry scoops it up and throws to first, with Miller covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Mets 1, and the Giants nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Bob Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller strikes out. One out. Joe Christopher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Christopher is 0-for-1 in the game. Christopher hits a fly ball into right field. Alou settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rod Cannell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cannell is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Cannell is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Mets 1, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays is 0-for-1 in the game. Mays strikes out. One out. Orlando Cepeda is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cepeda is 0-for-1 in the game. Cepeda hits a pop-up towards third. Mantilla settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Felipe Alou is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alou is 0-for-1 in the game. Alou strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Mets 1, and the Giants nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Felix Mantilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mantilla is 0-for-1 in the game. Mantilla hits a fly ball into right field. Alou settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Thomas hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of McCovey. Thomas reaches second base with a double. Marv Thornberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornberry is 0-for-1 in the game. Thornberry hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hiller scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Thomas moves to third. Two outs. Hobie Landreth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landreth is 0-for-1 in the game. Landreth hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Marischal fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Mets 1, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Tom Haller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haller is 0-for-1 in the game. Haller takes first base on ball 4. Chuck Hiller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hiller is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Hiller hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Haller moves to second. Jose Pagan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pagan is 0-for-1 in the game. Pagan strikes out. One out. Juan Marichal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marichal is 0-for-1 in the game. Marichal hits a fly ball into right field. Cannell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Harvey Keen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keen is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Keen strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Mets 1, and the Giants nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Charlie Neal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Neal is 0-for-1 in the game. Neal hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hiller scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Elio Chacon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chacon is 0-for-1 in the game. Chacon takes first base on ball 4. Bob Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Chacon. The throw from Haller and he is out, Pagan applying the tag. Two outs. Bob Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 0-for-1 in the game. Miller hits a ball on the ground towards short. Pagan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Mets 1, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Willie McCovey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCovey is 0-for-2 in the game. McCovey strikes out. One out. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays is 0-for-2 in the game. Mays hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's Giants, 1, Mets, 1. Orlando Cepeda is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cepeda is 0-for-2 in the game. Cepeda is called out on strikes. Two outs. Felipe Alou is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alou is 0-for-2 in the game. Alou strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Giants 1, and the Mets 1. The Mets will come to bat. Ernie Bowman now playing third base. Harvey Keen now playing right field. Joe Christopher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Christopher is 0-for-2 in the game. Christopher is called out on strikes. One out. Rod Cannell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cannell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Cannell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hiller scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Felix Mantilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mantilla is 0-for-2 in the game. Mantilla hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Thomas hits a pop-up towards short. Pagan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Giants 1, and the Mets 1. The Giants will come to bat. Tom Haller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haller is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Haller hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Chuck Hiller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hiller is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Hiller is hit by the pitch. Haller moves to second. Jose Pagan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pagan is 0-for-2 in the game. Pagan hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Haller moves to third. Hiller moves to second. Juan Marichal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marichal is 0-for-2 in the game. Marichal takes first base on ball 4. Haller scores. Hiller moves to third. Pagan moves to second. It's 2-1, Giants. Harvey Keene is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keene is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Keene hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Hiller scores. Pagan scores. Marichal moves to third. It's 4-1, Giants. Willie McCovey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCovey is 0-for-3 in the game. McCovey hits a pop-up towards short. Chacon settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Mays hits a ball on the ground towards third. Mantilla fields it and throws to second for the out. Marichal scores. Two outs. It's 5-1, Giants. Orlando Cepeda is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cepeda is 0-for-3 in the game. Cepeda hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Mays moves to third. Ernie Bowman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowman hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Mays scores. Cepeda moves to third. Bowman moves to second. It's 6-1, Giants. Jay Hook now pitching. Tom Haller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haller is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Haller hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Landreth settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Giants 6, and the Mets 1. The Mets will come to bat. Marv Thronberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thronberry is 0-for-2 in the game. Thronberry hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Haller settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hobie Landreth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landreth is 0-for-2 in the game. Landreth hits a fly ball into center field. Mays settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Charlie Neal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Neal is 0-for-2 in the game. Neal hits a ball on the ground towards short. Pagan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Giants 6, and the Mets 1. The Giants will come to bat. Chuck Hiller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hiller is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. He's been hit by a pitch. Hiller hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jose Pagan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Hiller. The throw from Landreth and he is out, Neal applying the tag. One out. Jose Pagan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pagan is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Pagan is called out on strikes. Two outs. Juan Marichal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marichal is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. Marichal hits a fly ball into center field. Christopher settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Giants 6, and the Mets 1. The Mets will come to bat. Manny Moten now playing left field. Richie Ashburn pinch hits for Elio Chacon. Richie Ashburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ashburn hits a pop-up, foul, towards short. Pagan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ed Bauschi pinch hits for Jay Hook. Ed Bauschi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bauschi hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Marichal fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Joe Christopher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Christopher is 0 for 3 in the game. Christopher hits a fly ball into right field. Keane settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Giants 6, and the Mets 1. The Giants will come to bat. Richie Ashburn now playing right field. Rod Cannell now playing third base. Felix Mantilla now playing shortstop. Willard Hunter now pitching. Harvey Keane is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keane is 2 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 2 RBIs. Keane hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Manny Mota is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mota hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Landreth settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays is 1 for 4 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Mays strikes out. 2 outs. Orlando Cepeda is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cepeda is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Cepeda hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cannell fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Giants 6, and the Mets 1. The Mets will come to bat. Rod Cannell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cannell is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Cannell hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Felix Mantilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mantilla is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Mantilla hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Haller settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 1 RBI. Thomas hits a pop-up towards third. Bowman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Marv Thronberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thronberry is 0 for 3 in the game. Thronberry hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Cannell moves to third. Hobie Landreth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landreth is 0 for 3 in the game. Landreth hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Hiller settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, San Francisco Giants, 6, and New York Mets, 1. Goodbye from Polo Grounds in New York.